Shabbos Perek Beis Mishnah Vav. Al Shalosh Averus Noshim Meses B'Shas Leitosan. There are three Averus that women die during childbirth. The reason that it's Dafka at that time is because the Satan is Mekatreg B'Shas Sakana. The Dafka, when it's a time of Sakana, that's a time that's set aside Lo Aleinu for things that aren't good. Al She'enen Zehiras B'Nida, when they're not careful with Nida, Uvechala, and with the Mitzvah Hafroshas Chala, taking of Chala, Uvadlokas Haner, and also with lighting the candles. These three things a woman is relied on. The Rav says that because the last two, at least, are tzarche habayis, they're things that are needed in the house, and she's usually in the house. And like the Tiferes Sol explains, and people are relying on her, and obviously people are relying on her for nida as well. So therefore, we list these three. Now, hadlokas aner, B'Kiv Eger brings, and I think it's b'shem the Sheshan and L'David, that the reason the Mishnah says hadlokas aner, why didn't it just say similar to the way it said, it should said nida chala and ner. What's nida chala hadlokas aner? If you're going to say hadlokas aner, so you should say hafroshas chala. So the answer is that it's to teach us, it says in the Tikkuni HaZohar, that a man, the husband, should be involved with the candles as well. He doesn't light it, but he should be involved with preparing the candles. And the Gemara goes through how beneficial it is when the husband is involved, how it affects the children. So therefore, the Mishnah specifically speaks dafka about the lighting of the candle, because she's not involved in the beginning part of the candle, because that's something that is set aside and reserved for the husband to take part in preparing the candles for his wife.